Nolte, poll: Trump stomps Newsom and Michelle, expands lead against Biden. By John Nolte on March 13, 2024. Replacing Joe Biden will not save Democrats from a second Donald Trump term, per polling from Rasmussen reports. In a poll of 912 likely voters taken between March 5 and 7, former President Trump beat everyone the Democratic Party and its sycophants in the corporate media hoped to throw at him. Trump also expanded his lead against his fraudulency Joe Biden. Last month, Biden was 6 points behind Trump, 47-41%. Today, Biden is 8 points behind, 49-41%. It's important to point out that this particular poll was taken before Biden's disastrous State of the Union speech last Thursday. So far, as we have seen, that speech has done nothing to improve Biden's standing in his approval rating or his polling against Trump. In fact, in the polling I've seen, the speech appears to have taken Biden down a few points. Here's what's especially fascinating in the Rasmussen poll. Against a hypothetical presidential race with California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, Trump not only wins, he tops the magic 50% mark, 51-34%. Against former First Lady Michelle Obama, who is arguably one of the most popular people in the country, Trump lands at 50%, 50-43%. So Trump actually polls better against Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom than he does against Joe Biden. And it is not as if Newsom and Michelle are unknowns. Michelle is wildly famous and well-liked. Newsom practically ran a national presidential race last year. If I were a Democrat or a member of the corporate media, pardon my repetition, this poll would worry me greatly. Why? Well, think about it. If you chalk up how well Trump is doing in the 2024 polls to Biden's age or overall unpopularity, this Rasmussen poll undermines that argument entirely. If anything, this Rasmussen poll tells you the thing Democrats and the corporate media fear most. The public isn't choosing Trump by default, they want this guy back in the White House for 4 more years. This isn't a case of the lesser of the evils. When offered the perfect Michelle Obama, they choose Trump. When offered the slick, young, glib, progressive Gavin Newsom, they choose Trump. They choose Trump. That means they choose the border wall, deporting illegals, lower taxes, the end of globalism, the end of castrating little boys. All of it. Granted, this is just one poll, but there is something different about 2024. Something just feels different, I mean, different from 2016 and 2020. Something's in the air. Woke seems to have awakened the populace. The racial and sexual lunacy launched with Obama in 2008. Maybe people have had enough and see Trump as their blunt instrument in the same way they saw Reagan in 1980. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.